Four.
All right, let's focus. That's we're going to call my brother. We're in the last hour.
Yeah, this is the last. Is it 11?
Ah, I found a Twix.
Holy shit.
Someone please shut the door.
Oh Nika's my god, you're a vampire. Ball.
We're calling my brother.
Okay.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, buddy. Can you hear me okay?
I can hear you okay.
Okay, I'm here with Val.
Hi.
Alec.
I have a Twix in my mouth.
Hey, buddy, I don't have headphones.
And who doesn't have headphones? And Nicanor. I have someone else's
Hola,
headphones.
Hold on, amigo.
We're going to take a second to get situated.
Fuck
Hola.
You, Alec.
Hey, Nika.
Argentina okay. sucks. You can hear me okay?
Cock. I can hear you, yeah.
Great. We can hear you great. You're loud awesome. And clear. LNC.
Sweet.
So, how are you?
I'm good. Mm. I just came back from my, sort of part-time job up in the mountains.
You came back from your part-time job in the mountains.
You kill Mexicans yep. up there?
You kill Can you hear Nicanor?
I don't really kill the mountain Mexicans. No, I leave that to the mountain people.
Okay.
You know, I try to kill the valley Mexicans.
You want
the
you
Val,
asshole.
Like Val. The ones like Val you try to kill.
That's right. The Val-like Mexicans
okay.
as well. I branch out the different types of Mexican murder.
Who doesn't?
Do you want me to just say what he's
yeah.
saying?
Yeah,
murder, okay. murder. I think we might need to get an extra pair of headphones here. Can you just talk for about a minute?
Me?
Yeah.
Ian can't.
Yeah, I can do that.
Okay.
I wonder if someone else can hear me because I had some things that I wanted to talk about. Can Alec hear me?
No.
He
everyone
can.
But Alec can
I'd
hear
like
you,
to
I think.
Oh,
damn
it.
Can hear you.
Talk to
Ask
everyone
Valerie.
But Alec.
Yeah, talk to
Val and
Nicanor.
And I'll be right back.
Talk to Val and Nicanor. All right. So, Nicanor.
Yeah.
How are you enjoying the legalization of pot in Colorado?
I don't know what you're talking about, man.
He asked how...
I mean, you know, for medical benefits, aren't you happy that more HIV patients and stuff can get medical marijuana more easily?
And now he's asking about...
Can you hear them?
HIV being legalized.
HIV's legal?
No, no, no.
Totally legal. And then Peter said
I don't know what benefits those would be, Ian.
Benefits of HIV or benefits of medical pot?
Maybe it's better if I don't hear Pete on air.
There
buddy.
Are lots of benefits
hit that
of HIV.
Okay.
Hit that goddamn button, Pete.
The pot?
Which button?
The big giant on air one.
We're on air.
Val's got it.
I mean, there's no... Okay. All right. Hang on. We're going to...
I can't wait to hear.
Get these,
Ian, I was just telling everybody in the podcast world
enough.
That you and I are closer than we've ever been.
Ian did not respond.
Fuck you.
No, oh, he's man.
Thinking. Is that long enough? That's fine.
Okay. He's thinking about it.
He's thinking. Sorry.
You got it.
I jumped the gun to start a fight.
What,
I
fight?
Think one thing that might be worth talking about, since we just have to kind of talk for a minute, is that I have some sad news to report.
You're not dating the girl that you wiped your butthole with a stick and then fucked after anymore?
Oh, no, that might end too, but that's not really my sad news.
What's the bad news then?
Well, Peter's son, Dum Dum.
Oh, shit.
What happened to Dum Dum?
Yeah, what is he okay?
Well, he passed away.
Oh, when did he die?
How?
I sent you the video. He burned himself a lot. He was consumed entirely by fire.
I thought this was him winning the game.
I thought this was him being born.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, he wins by dying.
That's horrible. I don't
I
like
chose
that.
The, I chose
can
the wrong...
Can I ask why Dum Dum is under the care of Ian?
Yeah, Dum Dum. How did Dum Dum get in your hands?
You know
Ian?
What? I'd prefer not to get into that.
All I'm saying is that the state chose between the two of us, and they chose me.
I want to congratulate you on beating Dark Souls, first of all.
Yeah.
Yeah, thanks.
You're welcome.
Congratulations on beating Dark Souls.
Congratulations on Darkfall, man.
Earlier, he's high. Don't worry about it, Ian. I mean, Nika. This is awkward for all of us.
My head feels so small.
Ian, I have to apologize. So do you remember when we were like 15? I was 15 and you were 16.
Nice.
And I made fun of your friends in high school and your mom yelled at me.
Mine feels heavy.
I'm sorry, what was Alec apologizing for? About 15,
16?
Alec
is apologizing.
Alec's going to make a big apology to you.
I have to apologize to you for making fun of your friends in high school when we were at dinner at your mom's house. When I was 15 and Pete was 15 and you were 16.
So this was 15 years ago.
Yeah, this was 15 years ago and I still feel bad about it and your mom yelled at me, which was even worse. And I apologize for making fun of your high school friends.
Oh, I don't think any of them even remembered or cared.
Do you remember?
Burn, Alex.
Do you remember?
I didn't remember that at all until you just brought it up.
Well, I apologize for that. Also, I apologize for Nika being a fucking cocksucker.
That's what she said. No, she really did say that.
She's saying,
I mean, that's never
going to
get let
Thanks
go.
For sucking my cock.
Oof, this is getting rough.
What was that, Val?
Wait, somebody sucked Val's cock? That's hot.
No. What do you want?
Hey,
all right, so Ian, have you talked to Pete in the last 12 hours, or is this the first time you've talked to him?
This is the first time I've talked to him on his 30th birthday.
Oh, my God. How does it feel talking to your old brother?
All right, stop. No more.
It's pretty, well, yeah, it makes me feel even older, if I could manage that somehow.
You're only 31, though.
Yeah, I know, but you're younger than I am,
you fucker.
Nicanor, how old are you?
He hung up. Ian hung up on us.
No, I'm still here.
I know.
He's shocked.
Hey, does it bother you that when Peter asked me if I'd have sex with your guys' half-sister, I immediately said yes?
With my what?
Your half-sister.
Oh, no.
What? What did you think I said that you were like, my what? That you actually would have cared.
I thought you said pastor, and I was like, wait, what? I have a pastor.
That would be weird.
When did this happen?
That would be weird for two reasons.
Yeah, that was very confusing.
But no, I wouldn't have sex with your pastor.
Oh, good.
I'm not a monster.
So listen, I did have something because I was listening to the last episode you were on, Alec, on the way back.
Well, I don't remember anything except for apologizing at the end of that. I felt like we weren't as funny as I hoped.
That's how I could tell when the episodes get really drunk, when you just both start apologizing at the end. Where you're like, I'm so sorry. Oh, my God. So one thing I think that may be a good thing for the helpful Snow Bowl, which I'm sure Peter's promoted all day.
Haven't heard about it once. Keep going.
Are we going bowling?
Jesus. Snow Bowl?
Are we going to eat a salad out of a bowl?
Red Bull.
Red Bulls are great.
Red Bull gives you wings.
Oh.
Not that Red Bull. The helpful Snow Bowl coming in December.
Okay, tell us more.
Helpful Snowman.
Tell us more. Pete's crying.
I've never seen him like this.
Wait, what's happening?
No, seriously, Ian,
he's
we're listening.
Crying. This is like a Val. This is Pete's best imitation of Val.
No, Pete's best imitation of Val would be like this. Peter.
Oh, right. I did hear Alex's imitation of Val. That was on the show.
That's because it's pretty
that
good,
Ian. Ian, do you want to do an imitation of Val?
Oh, Ian, do a Val.
I don't think I could do a Val.
Everybody
can do a Val.
That's so insulting.
Everybody can do a Val.
Oh, shit.
They were talking about the imitation.
Does anyone want to do an imitation of Ian?
That's a tough one.
That's hard.
I would like someone to.
Ian, I want you to be Peter, and I'll be you. Bring up a topic.
So I'm Peter now?
You're Peter, and I'm you.
Yeah, you're
bring
me,
up a topic.
So make it good.
All right. So Ian?
Yep. That's me.
Could you tell me about someone that you maybe were seeing recently?
Well, I got to tell you, I was having sex with her, and it was pretty good. I was, I wiped my butt with a stick. It was pretty great.
In the woods.
You don't laugh like me, though. I ruined it right there.
Stop laughing, Alex.
I think this is the problem with the impersonation. It was a little too enthusiastic all the way through. You needed to be much more deadpan about it.
Ian, do you want to do an Alex?
Yes, Ian, do me. Who do you want me to be?
Oh, God. Actually, what would be more fun is if you could be... Oh, I've got an idea.
I'll be
our half-sister, and you be you.
Oh, Jesus.
All right, this is pretty great already.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Wait. Let me put on some music.
Is it going to be Danger Zone?
Just tell me when you're ready.
Danger Zone? Is that what you said?
Highway to the comma?
I mean, I guess it could be. Is that what it's called? Danger Zone?
I already admitted to wanting to bang her, so I don't think there can be a Danger Zone.
All right.
No,
Oh, you know what? I'm not plugged in.
You're
plugged in.
All right. Tell. Are you ready? Pete, tell us when we're ready.
And go.
All right. Hey, Julia, how are you?
I'm pretty good. How are you?
I mean, I'm doing pretty well. You look pretty good right now.
Oh, thanks. I've been working hard on all of my neuroscience stuff.
I mean, neuroscience, you got short shorts on.
That's the best way to do neuroscience.
Neuroscience, I got short shorts on.
Hey, Alex, do you still hang out with that kid?
You mean Nika? That child?
Yeah, that kid.
Yeah, he's pretty childish. What did you think about him?
I thought he was a pretty good kid, really. I tried to keep a picture of him in my short shorts.
Hey, how can you even keep a picture of those short shorts? They're pretty short.
Well, it's a pretty small picture.
He's a pretty tiny kid.
Fuck you all!
All right.
Yeah, it's easy when you're such a little guy.
Ian, I want you to be Val. Are you ready? I'll be Pete.
I don't know. My stomach hurts.
I'll be Pete. Ian, seriously, I want to be Pete. You ready?
Okay.
I think that was the impression.
Ian, are you ready?
I'm ready. I'm ready.
All right. I'm Peter. You ready?
Ready.
I have adult braces. How are you?
I'm pretty good.
You know, you don't sound good.
How are you?
I have low self-esteem, but I'm pretty funny. How are you?
That's nice.
I work out a lot. I am pretty sexy.
And I know
I listen to the radio at work.
Is it the Mexican radio?
But I don't know.
101.2.
I don't know what to say here.
Oprah in space. Black people are silly. Woo!
That's not very nice.
I am doing a power hour. I'm hilarious but drunk.
Drinking of water is not good for you, Peter.
I don't like my apartment or my life.
It'll hurt your tummy, and I know.
I have a pretty flat, sexy tummy. I don't worry about my tummy.
Oh, God. The Peter's impression, I think, is just shouting mean things.
I'm 30. How is this mean? He's got a super flat, sexy tummy. Look at him. He's handsome.
I think it's all impressions of Peter are basically shouting out mean things about him.
Half the things I said were super not mean.
No, it was just mean.
Not too.
All right. One last one. Ian, I want you to be me, and Alec, you be Nicanor.
Oh, I gotta be Nika. Yeah. I like this a lot.
And Ian, you start. 3, 2, 1, go.
Hey, you're very welcome to HelpfulSnowman.com, the radio show from HelpfulSnowman.com.
Hola!
We're listening to the radio, and I've got Nika with me.
Hey, everyone. I'm high.
Hey, Nika, could you stop giggling for a second? I got some questions from the Roseanne game here. You want to play some Roseanne game?
I like Roseanne because you like Roseanne, and I'd love to have sex with you.
That's right. So, how the Roseanne game works is you're going to tell me how great John Goodman is. Isn't John Goodman the best?
Peter thinks John Goodman is great, so I do too, because I want to have sex with him.
That's
if
right.
If only you were black.
It's too bad he's not black. I'm married to Katie. She's not.
I think I screwed myself in a Peter impression because I decided not to just go with mean things, and then I.
Oh no, do
left.
Mean. I want.
I ran
oh
out of gas.
Yes, I want Ian to be you.
Okay, you be me, Ian,
and
be
Peter.
Mean, and
you be Val.
Alec,
nope.
You be...
Peter, you be Val. You ready?
No, I'll be Alec.
Yeah, you be me.
Okay, here we go. You be me, Ian. Mean, and I'll be Alec. Awesome.
Oh, me? So, okay, got
I'm
it.
Already excited about this.
This is me.
I've got you guys. I don't know. I've been drinking all day, and I'm really depressed. I don't...
Why not watch some pornography where women who are attractive fist each other violently?
I'm not into fisting. Into anal.
I don't know, man. I don't care about pornography anymore. I mean, just... Does it do anything for me? And I just feel like I want it to do, you know.
What if it was two girls wrestling?
Again. I mean, and I try to put out my feelings in the world, but, you know, I put out all of my feelings and I don't know, then people think it's someone else.
Keep doing
you know, these. Someone else with all of my feelings.
Okay, but what if it was Ava Angelina? Have you thought about asked about?
I don't think about asking out anyone with my adult braces. I mean, if I had Ava Angelina, I don't think I could even say that with my adult braces. It would cut up my mouth like nothing else. I would just be, you know, my lips would be just ribbons, and I'd be slapping them at Angelina.
I don't want to get too personal, but in the inner flaps of my wife's vagina.
We've never talked about our inner flaps once. You're a monster.
Okay, Ed scene.
I can't understand anything, so all I can hear is Alex cackling.
It's all that you need to hear. It's everything that needs to be known.
I was trying to ruin that. That was pretty good.
So in the last half hour-ish of this radio show, are we going to make it?
I would hope so. I was surprised to say, and I think that if someone's listening by this point, they've powered through quite a bit of...
Pete's going to break the shit up. He's not going to put all 12 hours out
do
at once.
One episode. And one that'll show. That'll be the Helpful Snowman Challenge. If you can listen to this shit...
I'll ask you a question from episode the seventh hour of this and say, okay, if you can answer this trivia, you can win one free night of salacious passion.
Shit, what's the trivia?
In a dumpster.
That was
my favorite place.
Basically, I created this for Nicanor.
Did you hear that your mom was on earlier, Ian?
I saw that on the radio, and I was shocked.
Mm-hmm. I was impressed.
Absolutely shocked.
Yeah, she came
on. I think that's probably going to be the most popular episode of this show ever.
Well, it's the first one.
Pretty exciting.
Of many. May.
Of two.
I tried to get her to admit that she likes just me better than you, but she wouldn't do it.
Maybe.
She decided to not answer?
She was just like, I just can't commit to you over Ian. I can't do it.
Which is nice of her.
Son.
She's holding out for like a free agent.
Holding out for a hero, yeah.
I asked her if she wanted to have a daughter, but I don't know if Pete asked her.
I didn't ask her that.
On Facebook, I wish you had.
You know, I didn't have my telephone handy, so it's difficult to ask questions.
Ian, when are you going to be back?
That's a good question, yeah.
We got to play some magic, buddy.
Okay, you guys
not
can allowed? Your magic card
Am I
playing.
Not allowed?
No, you can come.
Play magic. I'll be
Should we go? Should we do like a topic of some kind here, so that
see,
we can
actually,
get
I have a topic to respond to.
You have a topic.
Yeah, because I remember when I was there was a recent episode. I was listening to it on the way back, and you were talking about OkCupid dating profiles.
Uh huh.
Because you had a friend who was using them.
Uh huh.
A friend.
And I can say that I've used them, so I can give you some insights as to what the females look like.
Yeah.
Like men?
And I will say, what?
Like men?
Unfortunately, some of them look okay, because the thing is, if you really
like
want to see, if you want to see some really bad, really rough looking people, there's another dating site called Plenty O' Fish.
Plenty O' Fish is the bad one, huh?
Plenty O' Fish.
There's a place called plentyoffish.com?
Yeah.
Is that like a Jesus one?
Awesome.
Kristen Mingle?
No. If only.
Fish in the sand.
Fish in the sand.
That's how you know that somebody else is a Christian. They draw one half and you draw the other.
Oh. In the sand?
Yeah, the fish that you see in
Ian,
the back of the
cars. Ian, have you drawn
cars.
Half a fish in the sand?
Isn't half a fish just a half an oval?
Valerie's drawing a fish for me.
I think it's
and
half
then
for
I draw. No.
And then we bang under the pier?
No, you get married under the pier in the eyes of God. You threw that right on my headphones.
Val.
Jesus, that's got to be embarrassing.
Can I browse plenty of fish without signing up or anything?
I think so.
I'm going to try.
Have you had sex with a Christian recently?
No.
Are you sure?
Pretty sure.
Yeah, that's like, not real sure.
Just the tip or?
That's a game, buddy. A good game. We all win.
Just a little
I
sex.
I mean, most Christian girls don't sleep with people who wipe their ass with foliage.
That's fair enough.
Do they know?
That's true. You don't have
How
to tell
that
them.
How does that come up?
Plenty of
they
fish
only know if
in
they
the sink
to...
drain? What? No, that's not. Plenty of Fish, the leading free online something. POF.PizzaFlock.com.
Fuck. That's actually what Peter, I'm taking that. That's my
These are all in color. Oh, my God. This looks like the Beauty and the Beast. The Beast from Beauty and the Beast.
Tale as old as time, buddy.
What's wrong with her face? I am adventurous. I like trying anything once. Well, most things. I have children who are grown with babies of their own. I love to travel, but find my heart in Queen City or Missouri. Denver is my home tea.
Ian, where's your home tea?
Oh, man.
No, no, this is, I can see this. She's 49.
Ian, how old is too old for you?
I don't know, like 60.
So 49 is fine.
All right. So
what if she's seeking a relationship or any kind of commitment and she's a hopeless romantic?
I think there's one word that's very correct in there, and that tends to be
hopeless.
Yeah.
Sorry, did I beat you to it?
How about if she has brown eye color, aka non-white?
AKA three drinks.
Art.
Boom.
Art.
That's beautiful.
And she's seeking a man. She drinks socially. She's separated. She has a dog. She has a car. Her longest relationship's over 10 years. Second language, Spanish.
Over 10 years?
She wants to hang out. Chemistry, not completed. Prefer not to say if she wants children. Do you do drugs? No. Brown eye color and has children.
Ian, do you do drugs?
No.
Hold on. Do you have children? Yes. Do you want children? Prefer not to say.
That'd hurt your children if they saw that.
That really
right?
answers everything I need to know. She's like, I got them, but
I'd rather not.
Here's a picture of her body.
Val's breaking shit.
Val.
Ian?
How's her body look, and also what is Val breaking?
Her my body heart. Is extremely don't covered in a sweater. And Val, I don't know what she's breaking. She's got her driver's license out on the table.
It's pretty awkward.
And,
do you really, Val?
It's been pretty good. Your brother's a lot more sober than he was last year.
Was he? I don't remember.
You were drunker than...
I know. We were all drunk. Let's try this one. I play roller derby. So, overweight.
Ian, do you want to fuck an overweight lesbian?
Oh, look at this. Non-smoker with a few extra pounds.
Are you asking me if I want to fuck someone who may or may not be acquainted with your wife?
She's only fucked a couple of overweight lesbians. No, like seriously, like two.
Shit. Let's see. She's a 25-year-old woman. She's 5'1", non-religious, looking for
I'm
a relationship.
5'1".
I'm taller.
Caucasian I'm taller. Taurus with black hair, some college education, and she's an early
some
preschool teacher.
She went to Ames. She's a fucking midget,
some
and she's
college
fat.
College education.
Join now.
She has a dog. She has a car.
Are you sorting by zip code? Or
and these are just the ones when I put in POF.com and they came up.
How tall is your mom?
5 even.
Because you got to be careful that you don't end up dating your mom on these.
I mean, I don't think height is going to be the big factor. Where I'm like, oh my God, this woman's the same height as my mom.
No, I mean, literally, you got to make sure it's not your mom.
Oh, actually not. Yeah. Well, I don't think my mom would list Spanish as a second language.
Does your mom speak the Espanol, Ian?
No, I don't think my mom speaks much Spanish.
This is a non-smoker with an athletic body who's 5'5". She's 45 years old.
Why does Pete have so much candy?
Why are you dumping the entire contents of a pumpkin out on my table?
Ian, how was your Halloween?
The Reese's.
It was pretty boring. I didn't do anything on Halloween this year.
You know what you'll do on Thanksgiving?
Thinking I really wanted what?
Something more fun.
Val, as punishment for doing that, you need to eat an Almond Joy.
I like Almond Joy.
Good. Well, enjoy it.
Are you using the Almond Joys in the place of Malort shots for behind Nick and Nora there?
Val dumped an entire pumpkin of candy on this table for no reason.
No, I was trying to find Nick and Nora Reese's Pieces.
There are no Reese's Pieces.
Yeah, I just
there
ate
was one.
That's a Reese's peanut butter cup.
Oh, touche.
You can't eat those anyway.
No, I know.
What did you do, Ian?
Why didn't you ask me what was in there?
Ian, I'm talking
to
you.
Pika, no, I have a question.
God
what?
Damn it. It's Pika. You asked Pika his question. That's fine.
Yeah. So, Nika, I need you to focus with all of your might for a second.
Yeah, right.
He's laughing into his fist, but go ahead.
All right. So, Nika, when people get stoned in Argentina, what do they reach for instead of Reese's peanut butter cups?
Menudo.
El cupo receso.
Peanut butter cupos.
Dinomita. Wow, Pito's fucking Spanish.
Cheetos.
Chitosos. Un pregunta queso.
Full pregnant with cheese. Cheetos pregnant with cheese.
Quesitos.
Quesitos grandes con nosotros.
Big cheesies with canestros.
Oh, did you say? Oh, I have a story related to Doritos.
Please. Tell it.
Like the non-Dorito Doritos or Doritos? No.
Val, Jesus Christ.
Because if it's Cool Ranch, Val is not interested.
I found out.
I just meant those little circles, you know. No! That you buy, like, so.
Are you talking about Funyuns? Yes.
No, like, pretend you're driving to the Stampede, you know, like, that neighborhood.
That neighborhood? They Jesus.
Those circular Doritos. They call them Doritos, but they're not
Doritos. Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Basically, they call chips Doritos.
Right.
But they're not Doritos. Right. They're like these weird picante chips.
Mm.
Okay.
They're like circles.
Well, I'm trying to help you out.
Thank you.
All right, go ahead.
All right, Ian, we're here.
Oh. We're here. Basically, I learned... like, I teach a class, and it's a public speaking class. They had to do, like, an impromptu speech, like, somewhere they didn't prepare.
Do you make them call you Mr. Dirk?
They often do.
That's awesome. I would love to hear somebody call.
Mr. Dirk, is it okay if we do a speech about marijuana?
That's right. Give a speech in my office later on. But
do you make them blow you?
What?
Do you make them blow you?
I don't make them blow me. They choose to if they want to get a good grade.
It's up to them.
That's their choice. They can either blow me for a B or A for anal for an A.
B? Oh, wow. Okay.
I like that.
What's the C?
Oh, cunnilingus, obviously. So if you're a dude.
Oh, so you go down on them for a C?
Why not? That's great.
Yeah.
I'm glad you have a system.
For both of us.
Okay. Go ahead.
Oh.
Doritos.
But we had a
So you're at the Dorito Factory.
In Greeley.
Yeah, I wish. A speech topic, and it involves, basically it involves trying to sell Doritos to people. Huh. But unfortunately, the topic fell on the foreign exchange student who had no idea what Doritos were. And he says, I don't really know what Doritos are. And it was like the, you know, if there was a record scratch moment in the room where it just went, because everyone turned at him as if he just shat on the American flag.
Because he doesn't know what Doritos are.
Yeah, like, and then someone said, like, what? You don't know what Doritos are?
Wait a minute,
like,
where was this guy
from? Did you beat him and gang rape him and kill him?
He's from the United Arab Emirates.
I do not know what Doritos are.
Did you rip his beard off?
Shukran.
And he goes up there and they're like, dude, they're chips. And he goes up there and he talks about flavors of Doritos. And he has, and guess what flavor he assumed Doritos would be?
Laser
nachos.
Pickles.
He assumed they were salt and vinegar.
Stupid son of a bitch. Did you say
what
the fuck? Arab
idiot.
Arab?
No wonder we can't get along.
You speak Arabic still, right?
Yeah, did you call him a bucket?
No, because that's a slang term in Morocco, so it wouldn't make any sense.
You fucking bucket.
Him.
Oh, so not all Arabs know that being called a bucket is hurtful.
Yeah, some kid called me a bucket when I was there, and I was like, fuck you, you
Why
piece of shit.
Why is it a
shit.
Bucket?
I don't know,
I
Ian. You were
stupid.
In Arabia. Why did they call you?
Yeah.
A bucket?
Why did that kid hurt my feelings?
Oh, which kid hurt your feelings?
I don't know.
The one that called him
a bucket.
I think her name, if I remember
Jinx.
Right, was Jasmine. She was a princess.
I was kidding. You're just lucky that Jasmine didn't get her tiger to maul you.
Yeah. Bagheer.
Had a pet tiger.
It had a name, and it's Bagheer.
Yeah,
I'm going to have to see your ID, man.
No, that's Jungle Book.
Why is all
that's
your...
like the worst possible pet to have is like a giant tiger, don't you think?
No. The worst pet to have is a gerbil. They're fucking boring.
Or like five of anything.
Oh. But, Alex, if you have a gerbil, you can stick it up your butt.
Listen, buddy.
He has a point.
If you're like me, you don't need to like sneak a gerbil in your butt. You just try it and you fucking... pass on.
You're like,
that's
not for me.
Not for me. The end.
Well, you know what?
Not for me. The end.
Can I give this?
You know, I have to use the gerbil because now I live in a you know, now I live in a place that doesn't have as much many trees to wipe my butt with. So
put
I need
a scorpion in your butt. Live.
Yeah, you can't just go walking around wiping your butt. You're with 31 a random
years
tree.
Old. Now's the time, man.
Scorpion. When,
put how, something poison how, in your asshole.
Yeah, I can't
what
have
this happen. The foliage,
dude. I stepped on a scorpion about a couple weeks ago.
Did it sting the shit out of you?
Yes, it did.
Are you? You got is it deadly and you died?
Are you alive?
I didn't die. No, I was walking through my kitchen.
Val's so
and
bored.
Val's like going down. Yeah, Val's like, so hard.
You fuckers.
Val told me that she didn't like the last episode that Pete and I did because it was like she was hanging out with us, which made me think she doesn't like to hang out with us.
She was like, I was that like, episode fuck. Was bullshit because it was like hanging out with you guys and go fuck yourself. And then she slapped me and left and came back.
And she said, I would never be your second wife.
And she's like, I'm only coming back to disrespect you.
It hurt us both.
Oh, she's just trying to leave the room. She's trying to get away.
She peed right on the table.
She also spit and on this floor.
On this table?
Now, the question is, when she peed on the table, did she take off her pants first or just right in the pants?
Just right in the pants.
In the pants.
She used one of my kitchen knives to cut a hole in her jeans.
I thought she'd hurt herself for sure. She didn't.
Then Alec tried to do the same thing and cut his penis severely.
Thank God.
We've had a long night, my friend.
It's been pretty crazy.
I'll bet.
Bleeding Alec penis, Mal peeing everywhere, like a goddamn fire hose in Harlem with black kids jumping in it.
Pikachu.
Eating fried chicken.
Nick and Orange is eating things that aren't to be eaten.
Like fried chicken.
Eating something that resembles food.
Pete's cock.
So, Pete, did you get your presents yet?
I got a Coolio cooking cookbook.
Did you get
That's right.
My brother.
Fuck yeah!
So now I know how to cook. There's a large section on chicken that I'm looking forward to.
Fried.
I just said
there should be other stuff in that mix of...
There's spaghetti. Brogetti. I also got some action journals.
Yeah, I got those.
And,
On air button.
Yeah.
That might have been it.
On air button.
From Ian.
Oh, man.
Oh.
That's bullshit. There was supposed to be other stuff.
Oh, I got a DVD.
Oh, what? Good.
That's called, like, Skull Town or Skull Forest?
Yep.
That I didn't really understand. Do you care to explain what that is?
Well, Skull Forest, I know you've been kind of lonely.
Thank
for
you.
The last 30 years or so.
Thank you for noticing.
And I thought, you know what would keep you company is a horror film starring a former Playboy Playmate.
Oh, good.
Which one? Marilyn Monroe?
Monroe's dead. That's
she was
disrespectful.
A former playmate.
The reanimated corpse of Marilyn Monroe.
No, it's not zombie Marilyn Monroe or vampire Marilyn Monroe or werewolf Marilyn Monroe.
Regular Marilyn Monroe?
That's right.
My
in all of her heroin addicted glory.
She was addicted to painkillers, not heroin.
So you sent me this motion picture that's got Playboy Playmates in it.
Is there a pussy?
Only Bush.
So.
It's 11:40.
Is there pussy?
It's too early for that. I'm sorry.
There's 20 minutes left of 12 hours.
Jesus Christ.
If there's a time to ask, is there pussy, it's now.
This is going
to
be 10 hours at best. You failed.
Did you ask if there was pussy in Val?
No, that'd be awkward. Val's my friend.
Val disclosed
I
earlier
only disrespect
that
her.
There is pussy, but she has no feeling in her vagina.
Yeah, you missed it entirely. I talked about how I told my wife if I would have a second wife, it would be Valerie. She was not fucking amused. I mean, like, at all. It was a mistake. Never tell somebody that you're married to that you would be married to Val if you weren't married to them.
Yeah, in case that's a lesson you need.
Hey,
do not do that.
I learned, okay? Ass.
Do all not. Of you.
Turns out I shouldn't have admitted that I would have married
Here's
Val.
What you should do. Alec, you be Sarah. I'll be you. Ask me if I have a second wife in mind.
She'd be your... No, let's pretend that Nika's the second wife that you'd never have. Okay. He'd be your second wife.
Honestly, I've never really thought about it.
Who would be your second wife? You've thought about it.
If I mean... I mean, if you died, I would follow you into the dark.
Hey, listen, guy from Cab for Cutie.
Benjamin Gibbard.
Death Cab.
He has a name.
I don't. You know what? Who would it be? Alec.
If I had to pick one.
Yeah, you do.
Okay, I have to pick a lady. If you die.
Take your time, Alec. Jesus Christ.
I mean, I've never thought about this before. That's the
thing. I really hadn't, Val. You just came to mind.
If I have to think about it now.
All right. Think about it faster.
It's a big decision. I mean, I'm getting over you dying still.
You know what? I don't love you anymore.
You're my wife.
You're fat.
Hurtful.
See, I know how to do this. I will be you.
All right. You're me.
I'll give the answer that you should have given.
You're me. Okay. Hey,
right.
Husband. Sexy beast of a husband. You fucking sexy son of a bitch. Who would be your second wife?
Right before you make sex on me, tell me.
I'll make sex in her, not on her.
Well, if I had to choose.
Yeah.
Which you do.
I think it'd have to be my sweet May, because I think Peter needs a father figure.
She is a delight. May deserved me. And I'm Sarah. Who's May?
May. Oh, Peter's mom.
She seems pretty nice. Tell me about her.
Not as busty as I'd prefer you to go for, but keep going.
A lot of lady packed in a little package.
God.
See, that's where you could have gone, because there's no way she would have had any kind of comeback for that.
Do you think Peter would be upset if I banged his mom? Wait, who am I? Do you think Peter would be upset if you banged his mom?
Oh, I think he'd just be happy to have someone to throw the long hog with.
Let's do one more. Ian, you be Sarah. Val, you be Alex.
Yes, yes. Right
and
the fuck on.
Go.
Hi, Alex. I have tattoos in my dogs, especially Kevin.
That's an inside joke.
Hey, baby, you look nice.
So, Alex, husband, I have a question. Put down your various busts of comic book figures.
Sure, you're so pretty.
Val, you're doing great.
I just want to ask, if I died, who would you marry to help take care of Kevin?
Oh, God. I don't know, sugar.
Sugar?
Sugar.
Okay.
Yes, you do.
But Alec, I just want to make sure that Kevin's taken care of.
I don't know who Kevin is.
Just be me.
As Alec,
what would I say?
I don't know who Kevin is.
What would I say?
Who the fuck is Kevin?
Kevin is our most important animal in our house.
Oh.
Just take your top off.
Just take your top off.
No. Stop taking your top off and just answer. Alec, you also stop taking your top off. Nicanor, you're doing fine.
Yes.
Just enough top.
Val, keep being me. This is
yeah,
great.
You gotta be him and say who your next wife is gonna be.
Okay. Well,
I didn't take that one.
That's the problem.
I just don't want to make sure that you and Kevin aren't just making out with each mini bus every night.
Yeah, that would be really lonely. You know who really likes looking at my minibus?
Who?
Valerie.
Oh, no!
She loves it. She loves looking at minibus.
I don't think Valerie can favorite. Come over to our house anymore. Ever. I think it's better if we just make sure that we don't expose our poor delicate Kevin to all this horrible hubby woman. And her terrible influence.
But I gotta tell her about the 50 Hulks I have. And the Spider-Man.
I don't care if she loves all the Iron Men and all the Avengers. She is not coming in our house.
What if I just invite her into the garage? What if
I
bring my minibus up from upstairs?
And put him in the garage. Shoot, I love those mini bus, but I swear to you, you go over and you take your little click tricks with you. You don't come back in this house, especially if you're in a nerd house.
All right, I'll just go to the nerd store. I'll just look at mini bus there. If she happens to be there, whatever. I didn't invite her. I didn't invite her there.
Shit. You control all yourself, and you control some of your minibus. I don't expect you. When we got married, I said you couldn't myself. Control. You, when we got married, part of our vows were saying that you were to control some of your minibus.
And and I do, baby.
I do, baby.
You look nice, by the way.
You're so pretty.
Oh, fuck. I think we've killed Alex.
Yeah, we're good.
I'm dying. End scene. That was amazing. Thank you.
You did a pretty good job.
Wow.
You guys did a pretty good job.
Oh, God.
Y'all look pretty, by the way.
I do, baby.
I do, baby.
Kevin would appreciate your performance, Ian.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I had to do it for Kevin. It's who I dedicate all of my work to.
What's Kevin?
He loves you. Kevin's Henry.
Kevin is Henry. Kevin okay. Is Henry. Say no more.
And Ian.
No. Kevin is Kevin. Henry is his slave name.
Have you ever seen Kunta Kinte and Toby?
Yeah.
Same thing.
Oh. I'm having a hard time keeping it together from that laughing. That was, you guys are great.
Whatever, baby.
That's pretty good, baby.
You know, we've got like 10 minutes left, and I'm having a hard time topping that for this show. You know what I mean? Nicanor's got one eye open.
He's high as a kite.
He's been not on mic for the last hour. Right now, he's just a statue of laughter.
He's been here the whole time.
He's toughed it out. You know, Alex been here drinking beers. Val dumped my candy all over the table.
And then I unwrapped this one, but then I didn't want to eat it.
She unwrapped a Snickers and then was like, oh, yeah. Never mind.
Snickers have
just sitting here unwrapped.
Wait, she unwrapped a Snickers and then just, did she just leave it on the table?
It's in the wrapper on the table.
Yeah.
So you unwrapped the Snickers and then sort of went abort mission and just left it.
I ate like four and then I was like,
once you saw it, is when you decided like, it was too much?
I don't think so.
I don't think so. Nice try, Snickers company.
Not happening.
Nice try to make me eat that.
I'm not going to eat this last one. I'm just going to buy it, unwrap it, and leave it there. Fuck you, asshole.
You know what I thought of recently?
Mm.
I don't think I'll ever fall in your grandma's shower again.
Probably not.
This is not a lie. I thought this yesterday. I thought, what if I'm never in her home to fall again in that horrible, horrible death trap of a shower?
You guys want to do like some, I've got some episodes here that are for best of.
Yes.
That I've been thinking about doing. Should we listen to these and talk about them?
Sure.
Does it have the racism clip?
There's a racism clip.
Isn't there more than one?
I don't know. What did you call that when you sent it to me? I may have lost it.
Oh. I have it.
Helpful snow racism. Should we all listen to this?
Yes.
And enjoy a 7 minute and 27 second?
It's about right.
All right. This is some of the more racist clips from our show. Here we go. Oh, no. The original file cannot be
counted. Oh, no. It's corrupted.
This is not good.
With racism?
Reenactment.
Oh, no. Oprah's black. Woo!
Whites are better.
Mexicans be brown.
Be
I didn't say anything.
Wet back.
Valerie's a racist.
Remember that one?
I do.
I do too.
Negro de mierda.
Do you still have this file? Can you send it to me?
That's what I was looking for.
Yeah. In the meantime, let's play a different best of. How about that? Yeah. While you look.
All right.
I don't know what these are about. Let's see. We could go episode 21, 25, 27, 33, 34, 46, or 47.
47.
So let's see what happens in Helpful Snowman episode 47.
That was like 100 and some episodes ago.
Jesus, Val.
Way to nostalgic the joint.
Hang on. This is going to take some doing.
I think you unplugged Ian.
I'm still here.
Oh, good.
All right, I found the file.
Okay, send it to my Gmail.
No, but you're fucking wasted. I could see it.
Uh-huh.
And then...
this is when you threw up in my car.
I couldn't see it, and I was like, I know, I'm telling you, I saw it. It definitely closed, and he was quiet for a second. Then he was like, you could have at least done me the courtesy of driving by.
This is when I drove our brother.
You could at least have done me the courtesy of a drive-by.
Yeah, I was like... That's not a wholly unreasonable request.
Oh, when we went to the One Up Barcade, and then I threw up in your car.
Yeah, that's what this is from.
It seems kind of...
And my brother, our other brother, said you could at least driven by.
It was so funny because it was so...
You could at least driven by good time.
Yeah, you could have done me the courtesy.
Me too.
How about episode 33? There's apparently something that was best about this.
That was a long time ago.
I know.
I know, you heard it a lifetime ago.
It really was
starting at 125. Yeah. Let's see what happens.
Hello,
Alex here.
Jackson Peter Brinkel the fourth.
Yes, I got that.
Oh, and your cousin's here.
Holy shit.
He would have been the fourth.
Oh,
is that Jack?
Yeah.
I chose not to go that route.
It's all coming
together. Welcome to the show, Peter. Yeah.
All right, it's on the way.
Off the street.
Yeah, I'm waiting.
I did see today... Got a little depressed, to be honest, because
it's all dead air.
But I saw a van, and you know how you see a new car and they put like the year and the price. And
this is my best of. I saw a van,
and I saw this fucking wood paneled van, and it had the big stickers, and it said 1990 on it.
Okay.
This was someone's brand new van that they.
This is weird for me because I can't hear it at all.
This is the worst clip. Okay, I got your clip in the email.
All right,
let's hit play.
Ian, you ready?
Yeah.
I'm gonna hit play.
You're not gonna be able to hear this one either, but you ready?
Yeah, I well, made I this one, so I know it.
Our portion of the cast here.
Okay, it started.
This is entertainment television, all right?
This
not
me again?
Some of you?
Yeah, what's her face? Robin would be blurred out across the studio.
Well, she was black.
If your name has an S-S-E-I-N in it, you are bad.
What about
pretty sure.
Barack Hussein Obama?
Exactly.
Oh, this got political.
All
he ended,
of a sudden.
He ended the streak of white lightning in the White House.
Boom, it's you!
Oh, retarded people can't hang out at the water cooler.
Did you know that it is not okay to say retarded anymore? Haven't you seen the
What's
PSA?
The new word?
Handicapped.
That's the same thing. And then much longer.
But the people from Glee told me on the TV that I can't say.
There's a lot of words I can't say anymore either that I'd like to say about the people on that show. No, all the bad guys.
It sounds like that. That
those are the ones
from,
I was thinking of specifically.
Our first Helpful Snowman.
Oh, yeah. She gets that a lot.
Yeah. So goop face would be inappropriate.
Yeah, but goop as a man.
Who's counting, right?
To describe a man.
But a woman gook face?
That's just a whore.
But there was, you know, like a white college student looking waitress there. Uh-huh. Why don't they have her give the fucking menu a once over?
Can we use racial slurs on this show?
Well, gook, we can.
Okay. Okay.
I would say the Asian ones are fine.
So, oh, Nika!
Nika.
My gardener and friend. Olay, Nika. He's like, oh, my fajoule! And you're gonna... Then you don't know what it is and he dies.
10 little niggers. Well, the only word I could read was gyros, and that's only because I've seen that word.
That is the only dish you recognize.
Right. You can't hear shit. And they're all, oh, dang it, no bird.
Yeah, if I were a British taxpayer, I would probably, you know, be throwing my tea at the television in disgust.
I've had enough of this, too!
Poppycock, I say!
Oh, I've had enough of this!
Then,
Do they use parentheses in other countries?
They're all gooks to me.
Listen, those kebabs have been featured in a great deal of Iranian porn. So
yeah, I bet they do use kebabs in their porn. Oh, this was clearly written by someone without English as a first language.
Part of the contract would be, can we spell your name a little phonetically on your jersey?
It's the last letter on his name is a J. So you know he's not an All-American.
You would be Mahmoud Abdul-Rauf.
Or Muhammad Ali. Or Mr. Cassius Clay.
Michael Olo Candy, or whatever that guy's name was.
Michael, I want a whole bunch of candy.
Yeah. If you want to just change your last name to Candyland, then you can just fucking do that.
We'll do a ranking the races show later. I can see why they're enjoying their lives in the Middle East.
Exactly.
When they have to, they're like, well, I guess we can try and imitate your American luxuries by jamming a hole in the wall.
Real. But on the other hand, I don't see Dan as the kind of guy who plays craps.
That was a little news. That threw me, too.
That seems not to be like the kind of thing he would do.
Because he's white.
Take a hose through the window, stick it in the toilet,
uh-huh.
And then that kind of flushes everything out.
Oh, Africa style.
Yeah. But the guy who was outside turned on the hose just at the wrong time, so it was just barely getting in the toilet bowl, uh-huh. And the water hit all splashed right in my face.
Ah, Africa style.
So...
Oh, I'm okay, a little Hitler mustachey.
Here's the point I was trying to get to, but you're not racist enough to have gotten it.
I don't know if he's a fucking mulatto or a Jew, but he's got a goddamn fro.
No Spanish. Not like, tengo una pregunta.
I hate Oreos.
The cookies or half black, half white people?
Yeah, yeah.
We killed Robbie.
Yeah, not because he's black.
Because I didn't say lynched, I said killed.
What if you have Down syndrome?
How do you hide that with a hat?
No, how do you hide that?
In a ditch.
We the Jamaican bobsled team. We
came to America.
There is such a thing as two Mexicans.
There is a black guy in the class. And I have never seen this in my life. So freestyle, front crawl, swimming.
Right. Doggy paddling.
Yeah, he would just start swimming and just be sinking. Well, I didn't want to bring in a black person.
Your black distinguished voice is just slower. Now's the time. Well, it's more like an American Indian.
I was just trying to sound like this has been planned.
Help me, Nelson Mandela. Yeah. You're my only hope.
If you think to yourself in Spanish, it's probably going to be too much. I mean, and what's funny is I really like Mexicans, just not too much.
No more. That's our Jewish co-host.
What's not to like?
Helpful Snowmort, he's also our accountant. Ming Chen, I love your laugh. You sound white. Peter, you do a better Asian laugh than me. Do
I'm trying to go through the first half without doing any race stuff.
Two.
I see a lot of full Mexican families. Not trying to be racist, but if it's
succeeding
racist,
despite.
Then so be it.
Fair enough.
I've seen it.
Tangents.
You are right. I will not give
these
my nigger money.
Nigger toes are delicious.
You're right, Ian.
Not trying to be racist.
There, you sit down. You have like a meal of taquitos
and 45.
Yeah, and 40. Yeah. Yeah, it's Pepsi, but it's in a 40 bottle.
Right.
Prince Ali did the beep beep, girl, da ba ba, and Mahmoud do la roof, do ba do do, and Egypt's really all fucked. We're gonna get real fucked. Yeah.
But isn't she some sort of crazy ethnicity?
She's black.
Like I said, some sort of crazy.
That was chinkaloid of you. But I would hate all of the Aladdins for being handsome and brown.
It's pretty prestigious if you get to play the Fur.
Yeah.
Fira.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Because he's French now.
What do you call three n****s in the back of a police car?
But he was the biggest fucker I've ever seen in my life. That was an Asian. So average.
Have you guys seen this?
No. I thought
what is that show?
That
there's one of those shows where it's a forensic show, but they always use these terms like mongoloid and negroid.
Negroid?
And I think they're,
yeah.
That, see, that's
the shape of the skull.
Like, oh, I get what you're saying they're saying. And mongoloid is what your children will turn out to be.
This is a spictoid pattern. I mean, you can't just keep the same words.
This is the old
this is the
chink-eyed.
Did she get her phone number?
No. She's Asian. She doesn't have a phone. Dumb Spaniard nuns.
She was an Indian woman.
All right, so
and I don't mean like the feathers, and she was like, how, white man, put a baby in me.
So your intermittent warehouse Asian lady came out at this moment.
Right. This is, I saw what she did. I marked my
crotch with chalk and then started making adjustments. So
yeah, yeah. Moldova.
So whatever. I was crowned. I was crowned instead of what's that guy? Mubarak Obama. He jerked off on a fairy one time.
Hey, you're right. I don't know any of these allegedly black games.
Oh, you like Bon Jovi? You must be fucking Indian.
Just kidding. Black listeners and Asians.
Safe.
Oh,
not
Peter.
So much. Yeah,
I apologize. Orientals.
They call them Orientals.
What a prestigious history.
I have to remake that for
Jesus
the past.
Fucking Christ.
Did you compile that, Ian?
You know what my favorite one is for me? I jacked off on a fairy once.
Who said that?
Me.
Oh my God.
It sounds, you know what's funny about that to me? It sounds worse. And then once you hear the story, you're like, oh, I actually wish you just jacked off on a gay man. Because actually what you did was way worse. Val, you look horrified.
Val's not amused anymore.
No.
Val hasn't been laughing.
Now you hate this show.
No. Are you not going to be my second wife? No. Oh, that's sad.
Are you done?
I'm good.
Ian, will you be my second wife?
He's...
Are you there, Ian?
He's good, too.
You're all set for wives, Ian?
That's awful.
He may be gone.
Well,
the number is still going up.
He's pooping.
Oh, shit.
Well, I guess I have no second wives.
You know what? It's a 12:01 a.m., according to my calculations here. So, regardless of whether he's here... What are you saying?
He flies like an eagle.
Fly like an eagle.
We'll believe
flies
it.
Like an eagle. Let the spirit carry he.
F. Campbell.
She's hot.
All right. Guys, it's 12:01. We've been here since noon. It was my birthday.
Happy birthday.
Ian, I don't know where you went, but
happy birthday.
Thanks for coming.
Happy birthday, Peter!
We did it. 12 hours-ish. Probably 10.
Yeah, 10's
but,
good.
But... any last words, Val?
Wait, did you want to talk about Neve Campbell? I think Nick and I wanted to talk about
Lacey Chabert.
Yeah.
Lacey Chabert.
From Party of Five?
Yeah. What's her name? What?
Yeah.
Lacey Chabert.
Lacey Chabert.
Yeah. Fuck Neve.
You like her better.
Fuck Lacey.
Okay.
Don't fuck Neve.
Yeah. From Lost in Space when she was 5.
Black people, am I right?
Those they offered me a job. Those
black
niggers.
Whoa.
No.
They're not gonna employ
Val,
a white boy.
Say a racial slur to take
Val,
us out.
Don't.
Come on.
I don't know.
Say something about Mexicans.
How say about for Polish one. People?
Damn Poles.
How about
Polak? How about call a space?
Damn Poles. How about an Italian one?
Guidos?
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
You're going to be on the best.
Say you can't have a job here, you damn Guid.
Weed.
You can have a job.
You can.
Nice.
Okay, pasta.
I love me some
Mario.
Italiano.
Alec, any last words?
No, I already said the blacks, right?
Okay, the blacks. Nicanor?
Fuck the blacks.
Nicanor!
Jesus Christ.
It's not funny when you
turn these all down. Thank you, everybody, for listening this far. I don't know how you made it, but I commend your stick-to-itiveness. Helpful Snowman, it's been a great year, and here's to another great year. Oh,
Here's what happened. Okay, these mics are live.
Do you have balls, yeah, Val?
My second wife. Don't tell her to shut up.
Some
have they ever turned
about
blue?
Jacking off on a ferry. What that was. It's live again.
The light is still on.
Oh, we're on?
This is just like bonus.
Oh, all right.
Here's what happened.
All right.
Young Pete.
How young?
Take me back to a place when I believed in life after love.
You believe in life after love.
Thank you.
That's Cher. You know.
So was. We go on this trip. We go on a backpacking trip to Washington, which I thought was a great idea. But here was part of the problem.
Okay.
Oh, my God. This is not
part
good.
Of the solution?
Hang on.
Oh, God. None of this is going
Hang on. Now we're back. We had some questions about my quote of, so I jacked off on a ferry one time. So here's one. I'll clear it up.
Okay.
Young Pete, wide-eyed.
Sexy Pete.
Yeah. Four and a half head before five head.
You don't have
before his flatulence
head.
Really took over.
You do have a lot of poop.
Yeah, I shit a lot.
And
I did shit
a
on
hairy
this trip.
Butthole.
Hairy butt, hairy eyebrows.
You don't even have
hairy
a...
nose.
Everything
hair.
Except for the beard.
Everything except where I would want the hair is hair. Alex rubbing a helpful snowman button on his nipple.
Rubbing or putting it on successfully.
Rubbing.
No,
well, it's upside down, so it remains
That's
to be seen.
Fucking successful.
Here's what happened. We go on this trip. I'm like 21, and I have this girlfriend. And we take an RV trip to Seattle and hike on the coast.
Washington?
You have a button on each nipple. Yeah,
but they're turned.
Yeah. Well, they're turned, so it's fine. And we spend like a week in this RV and then a week, I don't know, 4 or 5 days in a tent and not having sex, but everything but having sex. So by the time we hit day 10.
You, Isabel? Because this would be great.
I've had about 500 boners that have gone nowhere. So as soon as we get on a ferry boat going from Seattle to Friday Harbor. It's about a 45-minute ferry ride. And as soon as we get on, I say, I'm going to go to the bathroom real quick and go to the bathroom on the ferry.
Do you beat it in the ferry?
Oh, yeah. I run into the stall and master. Yeah. My balls hurt so bad, I couldn't even walk.
I don't know why Val said that's not true, because it is.
I didn't know. I thought it was.
Because she doesn't have
Here's
balls.
The important thing to know about blue balls. Real thing, not excuse to make someone have sex.
Yes, it is.
That's the boundary.
So, like,
here's what happens. If I get 10 boners with no release, my nutsack starts to feel like someone is squeezing it.
Okay, but what if you just get, like, two? Then is it, like,
depends how long
thing?
They last and how intense they are.
When was the last time you had sex?
And when the last time I had sex was. So, for me, if I get a boner for about 45 seconds...
Peter has sex lots.
I have almost none sex. I'm not even really sure if that's real anymore.
Sex.
Yeah, sex.
So, it's not a thing.
It's a real thing.
Sex is real.
Well, Jesus.
It's a made up word, Peter.
You're going to write a book like Heaven is for Real, but it's called Sex is for Real. And it's just for me. So I'm like, oh, okay, this has happened?
Okay.
Okay, thanks.
I
buy it.
Yeah, thanks, monster. So here's what happened. You know, I had
conflicting things. I've heard not real, real.
No, it's
no, here's the thing. Blue balls are real. The part that's not real is where the guy says you have to have sex with me to make them go away, because you can beat off and make them go away.
You can just orgasm.
So never feel pressured, ladies, to have sex with someone because they say they have blue balls. But it is real. It's just not... Blue balls, not your responsibility.
That's true.
The only responsibility of blue balls is of the blue ball owner. You're stroking this microphone like a dick. Soft. Yeah, it is. Okay,
like
it's soft. Does that satisfy your curiosity to blue balls?
I mean, somewhat. I mean, I'm
still my eyes
really,
are up here.
I can't really relate.
Quit looking at his balls. It just aches. It's like it feels
sucks.
Like someone's lightly
like
squeezing
you
your
headache?
Balls. No, in your balls.
I know, but like, would you equate it to a headache?
Imagine someone squeezing your breast a little too hard. Constantly.
So it's just like all the time.
Like it's in a vice.
I'm able to like rub my breast really hard.
Keep talking.
Imagine someone is like grabbing your butt.
Okay.
Just grabbing your wrist very hard and not letting go. That's blue balls. Like, and it's too hard and it's very uncomfortable. And it's hard to walk. And you can't not feel it. It's okay. Like, imagine having to pee really bad and super painful.
And
it
sucks. You can't pee.
Yeah, but you can't pee.
You're horny, Val. Have
you this is how horny? You end up jacking off on a ferry.
Too complicated. Have you been horny? Never once?
No.
Val's shaking her
head. Again, no feeling in that.
Her badge does not work. Her hoodilly or her haha. I don't know which one it is.
Yeah.
Her weavis.
All right, I gotcha.
I mean, yeah, my penis is burned and scarred, but if it goes up and down too much, then it just, my balls ache. Here's what happens to a man. Starting around the age of 20, let's say, if he makes out but does not complete the sexual act, and he's had a boner for like 2 hours, he will drive home in intense pain. Now, not the responsibility of anyone but himself, but is a real thing.
Huh. Have you ever beaten off while driving?
I've thought about it, but no.
But you never have.
Nope.
Nika, have you ever beaten off while
Alec
driving?
Has. That's what this is getting to.
Val, have you ever masturbated while driving?
No.
That's all that was getting at. The end.
Alec has, happy everybody.
Birthday. Val, do you want
to... He claims it to help him stay away.
It was to help me. I saved
Let's,
my own
oh,
life.
Stop, stop, stop. Last part of the show. Val, you be Alec and explain to us why you had to beat off in the car.
I can't do
that.
Okay, here we go.
Alec had to.
You're driving to Kansas.
Alec claims because he had to stay away.
It was to save lives.
Yeah, because he didn't want to hit anybody. Hey, Alec, why did you have to touch your penis while you were driving? Seriously.
Those fucking tired.
Hey, Val.
Bitches be giving me boners.
The language is not called for. And women are not bitches.
Valerie. Yeah, right. Then
you're not
why...
black.
Why'd I call that bitch a bitch?
I don't know, Val. Why? Oh, shit. Fuck, I fucked this up.
Well.
Are you still me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Alex. So, okay, explain what happened. You're driving to Kansas.
Yeah, you're driving.
Well, I was going to see my lesbian girlfriend.
That doesn't make sense.
She didn't want to have sex with me, so I watched her softball game, and then on the way home...
That
makes a little
more sense.
That explains a lot.
Alex, but I still don't get it. Why would you go see her if she was a lesbian?
Well... I don't know. She said she was a lesbian, but maybe not. And we made out, like, so I was like, she's probably not a lesbian. But
listen,
maybe she
Alec.
Is a lesbian, but I think she still wants to make out with me.
You seem like a real foolish guy, Alec.
Well, I had to stroke my penis in the car.
Why do you have to talk about this on the radio, man?
I don't have boundaries. I like I tell everybody everything, whether they want to hear it or not.
Why don't you just talk quietly and not tell anybody anything?
I like to talk loud and tell everybody everything.
Maybe you should talk monotone and not tell anybody anything.
Okay, so you're in the car. Hold on, you're in the car. It's night.
Yeah.
It's go on.
Daytime.
What happened? It's daytime. I mean, it's the middle of the day.
It was daytime?
Second time. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
It was fucking daytime.
It was
and
daytime.
Second of all, I've screwed this up twice.
Alec/Val, you're driving. It's daytime. Describe to us what happened.
I was unaware it was during the daytime. Yeah, you painted it like it was daytime.
Whoa. You're you. Stay in character.
Yeah, you're Alec.
You're in a fugue. You don't remember this night.
There's no fugue. You remember it, Alec.
Wow. I had a really... long night of watching softball games. So
you were on your
when
way.
When I woke up the next morning.
Alec, you were on your way there. You hadn't even seen
softball. I hadn't even seen it, but I was anticipating seeing the softball. And I had to do it.
Okay. And you're driving.
And I'm driving and I I could have gotten coffee or rolled down my window or turned my radio up really loud or pulled over and taken a nap, but instead I just decided to masturbate.
Okay, so you're going 75.
I'm going 75, but
and what do you describe how this works? I've never done this. Describe the mechanics.
I don't even know.
You set the cruise control.
Do you have cruise control?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. You have cruise control.
So am I using both hands?
No, just one.
You only have to steer.
Have to drive.
Oh, okay.
With one hand.
I don't have cruise control. I don't know how it works.
No, you're Alec.
Cruise control keeps your car at a continuous speed.
Have cruise control.
But you still have to steer.
Alec, I don't
know. You have to steer.
I can't believe that my this car is getting confusing.
So, Val, Alec, you set your cruise control and then you.
I don't even know.
You unbutton your pants.
I don't think Alec wants to play this game anymore.
And then you take out your hog.
Your hog.
And then I just go for it. Say, why not? I'm going to get to myself while this being girlfriend. And I don't want to be too eager.
I don't think, Alec, I don't think that if I were you, I would want to have me as a second wife. I think I'm a monster. And I think I'd be a terrible, hurtful second wife.
Oh, God.
I just want you to know.
I just
don't choose me. Don't make your wife mad later on in life by choosing me. I'm just giving you advice.
Guys, that was amazing. Nicanor, do you want to tell us about the most embarrassing time when... Wait a minute. Alec, how about you be me? You describe beating off on a ferry.
You beat off on a ferry? Oh, yeah, you went to the bathroom. Well, you had to.
Or Val, do you want to do it?
I don't want
to. Okay. You want to describe how me, Alec, and Nicanor all beat off in our darkest time?
Pika, when was the darkest time you beat off? Beat, now's the time. Play the music.
Just end?
The outro.
The best of times!
It's not for radio, you guys.
Okay.
Nothing that's
for the TV.
Off limits.
Are we done? That was a pretty good ending there.
Is it what, Val?
I said it's for the TV.
She's Alec.
For when I have a TV show.
Alec, what? It wasn't on you, buddy.
All right, let's get out of here. This is completely falling apart. Thanks to everyone who came. Thanks to everyone who listened. Thanks to everyone who listened all through 2013. We had a great year. And we'll keep it up for the next year. Any final words? Anyone at the table?
Are you not recording another show until the end of 2013?
Say that again.
Are you not doing another show till the end of 2013?
No, we'll do more. But it was a good year.
I know, but there's still like a couple months in the year, so.
I'm just saying.
I mean,
Val.
Year of your life, but not calendar year.
Okay, I'm turning your microphone off.
Oh,
those were Val's final words. Was criticizing me.
Finally,
Alec.
Valerie.
Yeah.
I would still choose you as my second wife.
But yeah. Why don't you come on over, Valerie?
Nicanor.
The song.
You're dying. Final words. I need some final words out of you.
Hi.
Okay. Thanks everybody for listening in 2013. See
and
you
for the next 2 months.
Jesus fuck. For 2013, November and December, and then we'll see you in 2014. Goodbye.